It's Friday, which means it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
And we've got at least one more rainy night ahead before things warm up a bit. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to give us his analysis of the National Climate Assessment and its predictions for the Northwest. First, let's hear the weekend forecast, Cliff.
Well, what will Mother find on Sunday? That's the big question. And it looks good. Today, we have a showery regime. The front has gone by. There's showers in the mountains. And I'm afraid there's going to be a Puget Sound convergence zone. In fact, a strong one that should develop somewhere between North Seattle and Everett. So it's going to rain up there, and it could rain hard. There could even be a few thunderstorms today as the sun heats up the surface and the air becomes more unstable. So showery day, rain in the North Sound. Then tonight, things will start improving. The upper level trough that's giving us some of this rain will move through. A ridge will start developing. And Saturday is going to be the transition day. There'll be some clouds and a few showers in the mountains, but the lowland should get sunny. There should be sun breaks, and the showers will back out as we get into late morning, afternoon. So not too bad on Saturday, and temperatures will get into the upper 60s perhaps, certainly the mid-60s tomorrow. Then there's Mother's Day, and I have good news for all mothers in the crowd. A ridge is going to develop starting Sunday, and it'll be there for several days. And that's going to bring sunny skies and warmer conditions from Sunday all the way, at least till Tuesday. So I'm expecting Sunday to be at least 70 and maybe even to the low 70s. So a really good day for Mother, good for going out for that walk in the park or whatever you like to do. And then it looks good the next few days after that. So an improving trend, but today there'll be showers.
So let's talk about that National Climate Assessment in the Northwest chapter. You took a look at it and you give it a mixed review in your latest blog post.
Yeah, that's right.
What did they get right?
Well, first, they got the past fairly well. They described a situation where the Northwest hasn't changed that much in the last 100 years. 1.3 degree Fahrenheit warming since 1895. Very little change in precipitation and very little change in extreme precipitation. So that they got right. What I do have a few disagreements on are the projections into the future.
And looking at temperatures, you say that their prediction is too warm.
That's right. They're basing their projections on what we call global climate models, or GCMs. And the models they are choosing suggest that the temperatures over the Northwest will warm somewhere between 4 and 10 degrees. Now, I've done work on this, and I've looked at the literature. I've talked to my colleagues, and I believe that this is too much. I think the research suggests that the global climate models are too sensitive to greenhouse gases. And I think a much more reasonable projection would be something like 2 to 4 degrees warming by the end of the century over the Northwest. So about half of what they were predicting.
And yet, on the precipitation front, you feel they've been too conservative in their analysis.
That's right. Basically, looking forward in the future, they just talk about minor changes in precipitation, that perhaps it'll increase by 5-10%. Now, I've been working on this area myself. I have a graduate student working on this, and I've been looking at the climate models. And it looks to me that although the average precipitation over the winter may not change very much, I think there's potential for extreme precipitation, for the heaviest stuff. And we're talking about atmospheric rivers and pineapple expresses to get juiced up under global warming. So I'm afraid that the potential for the heaviest precipitation periods might get substantially enhanced under global warming by the end of the century. And I think they underplayed that a bit. The other fact is that the snowpack will decline, and snow actually soaks up water. So I think between heavier precipitation and less snow, I think there's a greater chance of flooding, particularly during November and December.
So lots of work ahead for water managers.
That's right. I think we have to worry about flooding more. But we will have precipitation, and so we can save ourselves here in the Northwest if we have more reservoirs and dams. We could store the water. It'll be coming. That's very different than the Southwest United States, where it should be drying out.
And you write, finally, they failed to mention what you call the central and most important fact about climate change in the Northwest, and that's the influence of the Pacific Ocean.
That's right. I was startled that they didn't say the central fact, and that is our weather is controlled by the ocean. And because of the ocean, and because the ocean will warm up more slowly than the land, we will see global warming that will be weaker and slower than almost any place in the United States. That's the central fact, and it's not in that report.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.